AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A Republican-appointed federal judge in Texas and a Democrat-appointed one in Washington state have thrown the legality of a long and widely used abortion pill into some doubt.
Mifepristone is one of two approved pills used in more than half of legal abortions in the country. The outcome in this case may undermine the FDA approval process, setting a damaging precedent.
He is holding mifepristone to a standard higher than any other drug is really being held to.
The Texas ruling will not go into effect for at least another 7 days. Regardless of what happens in this case, in the appeal or Supreme Court, women can still order mifepristone online with a prescription, even in states where surgical abortions are restricted. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Also in Texas, the governor moves to pardon a U.S. Army sergeant convicted in the 2020 fatal shooting of an armed protester during those nationwide protests against police violence and racial injustice.
Governor Greg Abbott took to social media saying Texas has one of the strongest stand-your-ground laws on self-defense, and he's swiftly working on pardoning 37-year-old Army sergeant and Uber driver Daniel Perry. He was found guilty of first-degree murder. State prosecutors claim he ran a red light driving his car through the marching protesters. 28-year-old protester Garrett Foster, armed with an AK-47, approached the car. Perry then unloaded a .357 Magnum into Foster. The Austin jury did not buy the claim of self-defense. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
There have been no reported injuries nor any hazardous spill, but several cars of a Norfolk Southern train have gone off the track near Pittsburgh. KDKA-TV's Lauren Linder.
I did reach out to the NTSB, and they tell me they do not plan to investigate this incident, and at this time do not plan to also investigate it as a part of the special investigation into Norfolk Southern safety practices.
Which was triggered by that recent very hazardous Norfolk Southern derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. In sports, some stars are expectably under par, but as a whole, so is the Masters Golf Tournament. No thanks to very unspring-like weather.
For the third time in 2 days, the horn blew and play was stopped, this time for the rest of the day. American Brooks Koepka leads with 12 holes left to play in his third round, four ahead of Spain's Jon Rahm.
Correspondent Jim Axelrod, one of the young prosecutors of accused Nazi war criminals in the post-war Nuremberg trials, was a young Hungarian immigrant named Ben Ferenc. After Nuremberg, he continued that crusade in the court of public opinion. He has now died in Florida. Ben Ferenc was 103 years old. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 33. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 66. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers 46. Upper 60s Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers mid 70s Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
We're again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me. As I close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies, so let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. End up on your knees, and the clock beats midnight, and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied, hearts again. I'm tired on this floor, never felt
music with Bad Year from their latest album Faded Memories. That was Charcoal Black. Killing Me before that. You can see Bad Year on Friday, May 19th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee with the Doubters and the Keystones. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state on your favorite FM Civic Media station or on the Civic Media app. Get that right now at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Wizard Hammer joining us. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. They're part of Bombastica 2023, happening here in Madison. Is 27 years of Maximum Inc. Happens Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Carbellion, Ironplow, and Wizard Hammer are playing live that night after 9 o'clock. From 6 to 9 o'clock, Rocker Terry Barr and my buddy E-Dub. We're going to be live on the radio, broadcasting live from the Wisco. I can't wait. Hope you're there. Saturday, April 15th. The show starts at 6 o'clock. Come on down and join us at the Wisco. It's Bombastica 2023. All right, Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30 tonight. We got music on the way from Common Threads, I Am Dragon, courtesy of Tim just around the corner. Let's do the Keystones right now. It's their song WLVS on WMDX and MIR. So many things to say.
Sleep when there is a sky full of skulls with a snow and no teeth. No, travesty. A tree and noose behind a badge. The sheep's disguise fall happily. We are blind to the struggle of ages. Eyes open, we fight what they drained us. United colors, united resistance. Please bring on the canisters to fill our eyes again. Let's bring on the noxious gas. A million lost lives are reflected in the kaleidoscope.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Without you, I feel so alone. Every day.
heavy on civic media. That's Common Threads and Afterthought. They were Blink 182 last night at the Majestic Theater for the rock and roll tribute to punk. Did you go? From all accounts, it was a pretty kick-ass show. Lockjaw before that with Annie Love. That's their latest single. They have a show coming up in Kansasville, Wisconsin. That's in the southeast part of the state. Friday, April 21st with Unlikely Souls and Benjamin Trick. And we heard some Courtesy and Tim in that block too, American Travesty. They're playing at the Crucible here in Madison on Sunday, April 16th with Keep Flying. They're out of the New York, Jersey, Philly area. Also the Up and Up, Calamity, and Man Alive. Man Alive. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here on Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We have Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online too at IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, there's sales, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison, or check them out online at ForwardCraft.com. Like I said, Wizard Hammer is just around the corner. We'll have a chat with those guys. I've got music on the way from Joe Price and The Cost. Watch out for that one. And also brand new music from Looks Can Kill. Right now, let's flashback to 2013. And here's some I Am Dragon. It's Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Small protests held in Los Angeles, Chicago, and other cities over that Texas judge's ruling blocking the use of a popular abortion pill drug. It was approved more than 20 years ago by the Food and Drug Administration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the ruling a mistake.
Make no mistake. The decision could throw our country into chaos. It'll set a dangerous new precedent, and it will put lives in jeopardy.
Adding to the confusion, a Washington state judge ordered the pill remain available on pharmacy shelves. At least three people are being treated for gun-related injuries tonight at the Christiana Mall near Wilmington, Delaware. The mall's been closed, and police say there are no concerns for the public. Shoppers are digging deeper for groceries, subtracting from some of the sweetness ahead of Easter. The sticker shock is apparent at the register in Los Angeles.
It's unnecessarily expensive. You know, the price of everything went up, and I'm not making a ton more money.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
heavy that is Wizard Hammer and Sonic Doom. Before that, Rocker, we heard some Realm, Endless War, and you had me play that song specifically for our next guest.
Jimmy, Wizard Hammer is one of Milwaukee's more mysterious metal bands, fronted by the legendary vocals of Realm and Whammy Hall of Famer Doug Parker. Wizard Hammer is chock full of scene veterans, including Damian Crist, the former drummer of Living Several Deaths. Wizard Hammer has several upcoming shows around the state, including April 15th at the Wisco in Madison for Bombastica 2023. It's Max Inc's 27-year anniversary party. On the phone with us right now is drummer Damian Crist. Damian, welcome to Max Inc Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Damian, for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little backstory. Who is Wizard Hammer?
Well, basically, we kind of got together and spawned, as a lot of great bands do, you know, heck, worldwide, not only in Milwaukee, but from other bands, remnants of other bands. The original bass player, who has now left us, and we replaced him with a new bass wizard, was in a band, Living Several Deaths, with me for many years, about a decade, playing Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Green Bay areas. And, yeah, I guess we were looking for something else, and we found guitarist Aaron Baker, our next guy bass player did, and I joined up with him, and you know, and a couple months later Wizard Hammer was formed, and we started out as a three-piece, just the three of us doing what we did. And as we started getting a little bit more complex music, we sought out Doug Parker, and original vocalist from Realm back in the day, played the first ever Metal Fest in Milwaukee, which is a great piece of history since it's coming back this year. Yeah. And now that's who we are. We have a new bass player that we added, JP Allen, our new bass wizard. We're very excited about that. Sorry to see our last guy go. He was a great friend and great bass player and big shoes to fill. But we go on nonetheless.
Now, the band features some veteran Milwaukee scene stars, but tell us about vocalist Doug Parker and what his experience with Realm lends to the band.
Well, back in the day, you know, I'm a transplant from Chicago, so I wasn't in the scene when Realm was around. But what he brings to the table, and I've heard Realm, and they're a great band, what he brings to the table is some great lyrical ability as far as songwriting goes. I'm really happy with the lyrics he's coming up with some of our songs. We have a song called Lord of the Dragon, or Lord of the Dragons, which... you know, he co-wrote with Aaron Baker, and the lyrics are just great, spot on. And, you know, that old school metal voice, you know, that's what he brings to the table on stage. And you know, even in recording, you know, and I think that would be it, you know, and just many, many years of singing in the scene.
Wizard Hammer is playing Madison on April 15th at the Wisco, along with Iron Plow and Carbellion. What can you tell us about your upcoming visit to the Mad City for Max Inc's birthday?
Well, other than being stoked about being selected to perform on this, and happy to be coming back to Madison, it's been a while since we've been up that way. You know, just I hear that these bands are a long time, great, great bands. I listen to a lot of their music, and especially as of recent. And, you know, I guess not too much to say, you know, other than we're happy to be up there. We're happy to be back in the Madison scene and looking to do a little bit more around town.
We're definitely happy to have you part of Bombastica. Once again, Bombastica happening at the Wisco here in Madison. It's Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. And the Wisco's the Wisco's going to be a perfect place to see Wizard Hammer because of the heavy guitar and the heavy metal you all bring. It's going to be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, I've played the Wisco a handful of times with my former band, Living Several Deaths, and always had a great time when we went there. Great experience. Love how the room kind of winds around and have like a, you know, I don't know how you'd kind of describe it, like a shotgun hall. You know, the sound is great in there. I can't wait.
You know, another thing that's coming up in your calendar, you're playing Stonefest in Appleton. That's in April, on April 22nd. Yeah. Tell us quick about Stonefest.
Well, the amount of years that it's been going on, I don't exactly know off the top of my head. It's a long time running show hosted and started by the band Headstone who are, gosh, 20, maybe coming up sometime this year, even 21-year veterans of the Appleton, Green Bay kind of scene. Heck, you know, all of Wisconsin. And they've been doing this for some years, and proceeds of it go to benefits and charities. And if I remember correctly, they kind of switch, you know, who it benefits. I may be wrong on that, but it's a really great show. A great handful of bands are playing it, including Headstone themselves.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I want to say this is, I think, the second, maybe third one that we've been involved in. Probably the second.
Sounds like a good time.
But always a great time.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, May Bash. You're playing on the 27th up in Ryo, Wisconsin. May Bash. What else can you say about May Bash other than May Bash, you know?
Oh, man. Just amazing people. Amazing time. This has been running, gosh, I want to say since
it's been
probably the late 80s.
20 years.
From these guys.
Yeah. Good times for
at
sure.
At least. Right. Longer. Oh, my goodness. Just the people we've met out there have been great. The experience is great. We've played that, you know, gosh, back in Living Several Deaths. That's when we started there with them. And we've been invited back every year. And then the transition to Wizard Hammer, you know, we just build great relationships with these people that run it. A lot of the other bands that play it. You know, you got a weekend full of music. 20 plus bands or so, and camping all weekend, donation based camping. I believe they asked for a $20 donation this year. Might have went up to 25. You know, a lot of stuff.
It's worth
past
every
the main COVID times that are
right. It's worth every penny. Hey man, we're out of time, unfortunately. But thank you so much for calling into the show tonight, Chris. We really appreciate it, and thank you to Wizard Hammer for playing Bomblastica.
Hey, you got it. Anytime, we're there. And, you know, just tell everyone that they can look us up on Facebook. That's probably the best way to keep up with Wizard Hammer.
Excellent. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, it's Wizard Hammer, Lord of Dragons, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Fire, feathering wings, black in the sky, hands are wasting.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM. And W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.